Please rise. Grace, peace, and mercy unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this evening's message, I've entitled it, The Lord's Supper, which is more than remembrance. And we're going to take a look at that phrase where Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. Please be seated. Well, I'm sure that you've all been there. You've been wondering, well, why don't I remember things? Why do I forget so much? And if I forget so much, what can I do about it? Everyone thinks about this, especially if forgetting has resulted in some kind of failure in your life. Forgetting has contributed to failures in my life, I can let you know that, and it's not just on things like tests. So I'm eager to find out how memory works. So scientists have gone on quests to find out. They go into the fleshly circuits of the human brain and coming back making documentaries for average people like you and me. And when they do, you're likely to see a lot of graphics on these documentaries. Lots of graphics, computer-generated images, flashing light, pulsating and jumping across the synapses that are in your brain. Reducing memory, its creation and retention, the things of chemical and electrical and biological processes which presumably become enhanced by adding the right chemicals into the brain. And all I can think after I watch these things is, somebody give me that brain pill now. We wonder, is this what the Lord's Supper is all about? Is it a simple, mere action of remembering? Eating bread and drinking wine is some kind of kinesthetic activity to help jar the synapses to remember something like, ah, yes, Jesus died. Jesus died to save me from my sins. Or is the collective memory of the church somehow to be jarred by such partaking to bring back flashes of memory as you're kneeling by the communion rail, of nails driven into his hands and feet, of crown of thorns resting on his head, of the spear that goes into his side, or words from his mouth where he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Is the Lord's Supper, I wonder, as I look at this text, is the Lord's Supper to be reduced to something like school? If it is, if it's just like school, if it's just a matter of remembering, there would be no wondering as to why some would only want the Lord's Supper as infrequently as Lutheran practice would allow for. But thanks be to God, as we take a look at these few words, do this in remembrance of me, we find a deeper meaning. When Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me, there is ritual to be certain. But celebrating this sacrament isn't so much all about us straining our brains in memory recall, focusing on our work, getting the electrical impulses to jump and leap across the synapses of our fleshly circuits. It's about what God may do for us. Think of the thief on the cross. He uses this word, remember, in a very important way, a way that we can apply in our lives too. The thief says to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Very important what he says. How does he use the word remember? Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now, the thief on the cross wasn't simply asking Jesus to think about him after he had died. Simply asking someone else who is also dying to think about him wouldn't have done this thief any good whatsoever. No, he knew Jesus was true. As he's talking to Jesus, he knows he's true. He knows he's full of power and that he will reign forever. He knew Jesus was going to heaven and he was going to exercise his reign as the Son of God, as the Messiah. Remember me when you get there. Maybe you can do something for me, is what he is implying. When our friend leaves home and he goes off and he goes up to Parliament Hill or something like that to take on some influential and powerful position in government, perhaps, you might find yourself saying, "Hey, remember me when you get there." It's like saying, "Hey, get me a good job when you get there." And Jesus did remember for this man something better than a good job. Remember meant something more than just memory recall. Remember meant, "Truly, today you will be with me in paradise." The man possessed salvific faith for only a short time. Nevertheless, he would be rewarded by grace to stand alongside the King of Kings in paradise. Remember, that word. The word remember means so much more than we could ever imagine. Those who understand the depths of the word remember are focused more on what the living Lord is there to do for them than on something that we are to do for the Lord of heaven. This is so because faith is a gift. By these words, Jesus is not just commanding us to think about him and have some kind of memory recall. He's doing more than that. He is absolutely not asking you to recall him as some kind of absentee hero who is not at work to serve you in that service. The reality is just the opposite. The living Christ is hosting the meal. The living Christ is going to do something. His words, "Do this in remembrance of me," explode as the richest of invitations. His words entreat you to receive in faith the boundless treasure. He is now present. The boundless treasure is that he is present here. "This is my body. This is my blood." We're proclaiming the Lord's death, which is a real thing. And Jesus is present bodily, though not visibly, to serve you. It's not a command to just think about Jesus in the past as if he's not present. This is an invitation to receive what is happening in the here and now. What a mystery! Forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And so we pray in our collect. We say, "Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever." Now, what are these fruits of redemption? The fruits of our redemption, that is, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, these are low-hanging fruits. That means these fruits are not just things to be experienced way off in some distant time in the future. These are gifts to be enjoyed now as we partake. Eternal salvation, life, forgiveness of sins. How easy it is for us to be discouraged in this world. How easy it is. I preach to myself also. Because I become discouraged also, trying and failing at so many things at so many different levels. But then I have these low-hanging fruits, Christ's body and blood, making me and all Christians who participate partakers of the divine nature. Something miraculous happens when we partake of the Lord's Supper. It's not just memory recall here. I have the power of Jesus that enters into me. I partake of his divine nature. He's defeating the old Adam. He's giving me victory in the new man dwelling within me. There's power of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection working. And I have hope in the here and now as much as the hope for an eternal future. Yes, there is suffering, setbacks, even debilitating episodes driven by demons. But God's purposes are restored and life carries on a great purpose that he gives us. We partake of the divine nature. Do this in remembrance of me isn't mere memory recall. For God himself in Christ is truly present in the sacrament. No wonder that early Christians could not conceive of a Sunday morning worship without the Lord's Supper. If you believe he's really there, and these early Christians believe he was really, truly present in every way that Jesus could be present. He wasn't visible, but he was really, truly present. His body, his blood, his soul, his divinity. No wonder they would never conceive of gathering together on a Sunday morning, live out the Lord's Supper. It's our heritage also, which I pray that everyone would be clamoring to restore. In the explanation of the small catechism, we read, in the New Testament, the sacrament was a regular and major feature of congregational worship, not an occasional extra. In Reformation times, our churches celebrated the sacrament every Lord's Day and on other festivals as well. Indeed, what cause for celebration do we have in the sacrament? For Jesus is active and he is truly present. What we have is indeed something that is more than remembrance. What we have, as you sang in the hymn, the reality of Jesus present. What a wondrous sacrament this is. May we truly rejoice at the institution of this sacrament this evening, Maundy Thursday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.